Let me say that The Woman in Black affected me in a way that no other movie ever has. First, a man after the movie gave me an interpretation that I much preferred over my own, and then the night after the show I had a dream that gave a fuller interpretation than either of ours, except I'm not sure how accurate it was because in my dream, The Woman in Black starred Nicolas Cage instead of Daniel Radcliffe. And now I don't know whether I'm talking about the movie or the dream, and I don't want to see it again. So let me concentrate on what the movie and the dream had in common and let you worry about the details of the plot. The Woman in Black is about one of those traditional British haunted country mansions set in the bleakest location I've ever seen, an enormous mud flat that can be crossed only when the tide is out, and on which you can't begin to imagine any normal person wanting to live, or for that matter, being able to build anything. The people and the props are as well cast as the geography is, all bleak and smeary and ominous, wet and dirty and cold, and no matter how many candles you light, the inside of the old mansion is always night. I could have done with a little less bang every time a door slammed or something went bump in the night, and the musical score is a little more than necessary, although the movie risks a great deal of absolute silence. Not much acting is called for, and you've seen everything before, but seldom so well done. And it doesn't drip with gore. This is an old-fashioned horror, not a modern nausea. And that always does me good, and I say, God bless it. Jim Erickson, over and out.